From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting North Korean state media, quote, a general who says that Pyongyang is about to take military action, targeting the U.S. Western Pacific territory of Guam, home to a sizable U.S. Air Force and Navy facilities. North Korea's threat against Guam spotlights a Western Pacific U.S. territory that looms large as a military asset, despite being smaller than Singapore. It is a former Spanish colony and serves as a major military base for the United States. However, Eddie Baza Calvo is its governor and says,
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas. We are not just a military installation. And with that said, I want to ensure that we are prepared for any eventuality.
Guam's proximity to the Korean Peninsula is also what makes it an attractive target for North Korea. Pyongyang is only 3,380 kilometers northwest of Guam, putting it within a feasible striking distance. Tokyo is 2,400 kilometers to the north, and Taipei is 2,700 kilometers to the west. The exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and Mr. Donald Trump, the president, has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. Wednesday, key stock indexes in Hong Kong, Germany, and France were down by 1% or more. U.S. stocks were off as much as 0.4 percentage point during Wednesday's trading, but recovered some ground by the close. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears headed for re-election, while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Kenya's Election Commission said as of late Wednesday, with 96% of polling stations counted, Kenyatta led opposition leader Raila Odinga 54-44%. Officials have up to a week to verify the results and announce a winner. But Odinga alleges that hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system and that the results announced so far are fraudulent. Human smugglers drowned about 50 teenage Somali and Ethiopian migrants by shoving them into the water off the coast of Yemen. A migrants' rights group said this Wednesday. Staff of the International Organization for Migration found the shallow graves of many of the young victims during a beach patrol in Yemen's southern province. Survivors who buried the dead said that they were among about 120 people aboard a boat sailing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen, a crossing of about 200 to 300 kilometers. It is a popular route for people smugglers despite Yemen's civil war. The journey has been especially hazardous this year due to strong winds across the Indian Ocean. Six Red Cross workers were among 30 people killed in clashes between a militia and a self-defense group in southeastern Central African Republic. News of the bloodshed emerged Wednesday, 6 days after the violent fighting at a health center in Gambo. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last month, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has had deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside Washington in suburban Virginia and without warning. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a rally Wednesday to demonstrate political power. This is just days after the country's highest court disqualified him from holding office from concealing his efforts or for concealing his assets. Critics, however, are questioning the tactics, which they say defies the rule of law and demonizes the Supreme Court. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has imposed sanctions on 8 more Venezuelan officials in retaliation for helping to create a new legislative body that is expanding the power of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions were announced Wednesday by the U.S. Treasury Department. They will freeze the U.S. assets of the targeted officials, including the brother of deceased Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.